Well, here we are. We're in the studios of Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and thank you for everyone who's tuned in, who have friended both the show and myself on LinkedIn. We hope you continue to do that. We want to talk to you if you are an entrepreneur or a leader of an organization. Our next guest, Tony Rich, founder Event Horizon TV. Well, hello.
How you doing?
Good.
Good.
And tell us about EventHorizon.tv.
Yeah. So Event Horizon is a training and coaching solutions company that I started back in 2011. So we provide training and coaching to endurance athletes, marathon runners, cyclists, triathletes, swimmers. And we provide coaching solutions, on-demand learning, communities, and we provide that to all athletes from recreational to professional. And it's basically the mission and core philosophy of the company to provide evidence-based solutions. And the philosophy behind the company is to provide those solutions consistent with the best science available.
So I'm going to be ignorant, which is easy. I think about Peloton and the bikes that are sort of video interactive. So you're doing that regardless of the brand. You're doing it for the person, for the company?
For the person, right. It's one-on-one client relationships, and it's location independent, meaning they don't have to be local. We have clients all over the country, California, Maryland, Texas, and even on different continents. The training and coaching process is completely different now. It's no longer about taking somebody in a gym and blowing a whistle at them. It's collecting data through wearable technology, using cloud computing, and then also peer-to-peer communication to connect, communicate, screen share, discuss, evaluate. And so that's how the coaching is done now. You're more akin to a data scientist and a project manager than, you know, some trainer in a gym.
So I understand the individualized basis, and I think it's good. Is it specific to certain sports?
Yes, right. So most of our athletes are male, female, marathon runners.
There aren't any other categories besides the male and female.
Well, that's a big topic right now.
In this company, there's male, female, and Chris. That's it. I'll pay for that comment.
Yeah.
Okay. Go on. Keep
going. Yeah. Oh, well, yeah.
I threw you off, too. Your name's not Chris.
Marathon runners, triathletes are the largest portion of our client base. And so over the past two decades, endurance sports have really taken off, and people are increasingly using endurance sports as their primary means of getting fit and staying fit. Marathons have taken off since the early 2000s. Triathlon, for the longest time, it's been the fastest growing sport internationally. And so people have used these sports because it's fun. They can do it with their friends. You get a medal at the end of it and a hat. And the community aspect of it is growing.
Very big social,
right,
aspect.
Very
I've noticed
big,
that.
Right. Tribalism, it plays right into that. People love it.
Yeah, I've noticed that. They run in packs.
Yes.
It's unbelievable.
Right, yeah.
Right. And that's, again, how I met Chris. And just to clarify what I was saying, Chris isn't from a mold, so I'm actually holding him to a higher standard than most people I know. That was actually a compliment.
I got it.
So I think he wanted me to clarify that.
Yeah.
Now, to do what you do, you got to know a lot about technology, know a lot about video, and you got to know a lot about coaching and sports.
Right.
What's your background? All of the above?
Yeah, good question. Well, yeah. So my background, I have roots in data science, as well as being an analyst at a financial firm and an engineer. And so I have a background in just running data and evaluating data. And so that is very helpful because, as I stated, a lot of this is being able to aggregate data and try to draw logical conclusions from cause to effect about what's happening or not happening with phenotypes, bodies. And so that helps. And I also have a background in coaching, exercise physiology. I have coaching certifications in various disciplines, swimming, cycling, running, nutrition. And so I have that entrepreneurial that experience there. Now, combining the two have been very, very important. And so, you know, myself coming from the background of an endurance enthusiast myself, I've done over 100 long course endurance events from marathons to triathlons, and I'm actually the Guinness World Record holder for the fastest indoor Ironman triathlon.
Really?
So I have a lot of hands-on experience. I didn't bring it with me. So I've had to marry all of these experiences from education, from actual experience as an endurance enthusiast, and also being a leader. I mentor other coaches as well. So I've had to marry all of it into one to really launch this very unique training and coaching company.
How long have you been doing this?
Well, I started back in 2003, and I ran the Boston Marathon in 2003, and then I just took off with it. I was doing, you know, 5, 6, 7, 10 events a year, and then it was back in 2011 when I said, you know what, I think I could help some people, and that's when I
began. Well, if you're doing 10 events a year, you got to find a way to make a living while you're doing 10 events a year.
Right,
so you've been able to blend both your life goals, health goals, and career goals so that they're all sort of merged together.
Right, exactly. And what was always important to me was science. That's a, you know, background in data science. The science is really the important part of helping people and helping them achieve their goals in the best way, in the way that's evidence-based and empirical. And that's the central core philosophy of Event Horizon and some of the things that we do with the new podcast.
Interesting. So now, had you been an entrepreneur prior to starting Event Horizon?
No, I worked at a company, large multinational company, just doing, you know, some data science for them, some analysis for them, and some project management work.
So Tony, what's the hardest part for you making that transition to becoming an entrepreneur? Are there parts that you still find hard to get used to?
Well, I think
I mean, like me, I've always had trouble being an employee.
Mm-hmm.
So being an entrepreneur just came natural to me. That's why, you know, I have the radio show amongst other things that I do.
The biggest challenge is time. And
it's full time.
It is. And you know that.
And I mean full time. It is full. All waking hours and sometimes sleeping too.
Right. And sometimes people outside of the bubble don't really get the amount of time that it takes. And I still have a day job as well. But when you do that and you're doing both and you understand that there's no closing hours and you're coming home from a 9 to 5 and then after that you're doing a lot of stuff with your job till the evening and you're doing that every day.
You go back pre-industrial revolution and you can't be an artisan unless you really consume yourself with the art that you're working on.
Right.
And that's the whole concept of artisanship.
Right.
And in today's world, you cannot, you know, where there's thought leadership, if you really want to emerge as an artisan in anything that you do, you have to consume yourself in it. And entrepreneurs know that.
Right.
That it consumes their lives.
Exactly. Now, you go through the stages where in the beginning, it's sort of a hobby that makes a little extra money.
Right.
But when you've been in production for several years, then it's not just a hobby that makes a little extra money. It gets more increasingly time-consuming and intrusive to your life.
Can you send us a video snippet that we can attach to something that we have with you that we can potentially show?
Absolutely.
On our network. We'd love to have that. I think it would be
many
really
examples
neat
of that. I can tell you some.
You know, time runs quickly. We've been speaking with Tony Rich, founder of Event Horizon TV. Tony, we hope we're going to have you back again at some point over the next year to talk about the business
Absolutely.
In different ways. But if somebody's looking for you now, Event Horizon TV, how would they find you?
They would go to eventhorizon.tv, and they can find us on all of the social media platforms at Event Horizon TV or eventhorizon.tv.
Great. Too bad you weren't. You didn't have Event Horizon TV when Chris owned Tennis Academy. He probably would have hired you to work with his students.
Yeah, I would be probably the worst tennis coach that you could ever hire.
Really? Well, I don't know if he's the worst or best tennis coach, but watching him play, I'd rather watch him play than almost any tennis coach I've ever seen.
Wow.
He has a very unique style about his game and a unique spin, but. Chris is a beautiful athlete, so
yeah.
Hard to tell when you just see him in the chair. So, drinking sugar drinks. My name is Jeffrey Davis. This is Radio Entrepreneurs, and we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these short messages.